540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Shoppers turned out for Black Friday. Abrielle Laurent went to the Lakeside Shopping Center in New Orleans, where she was handed a glass of champagne.
When I saw people walking around with it, I thought it was something they were buying. But so when the lady told us it was complimentary, that was even better.
Our Rita Foley has more.
Macy's Herald Square in Manhattan has been bustling with shoppers today. 60% off fashion jewelry, 50% off select shoes, says Macy's. CEO Jeff Gannett says there's significantly more traffic on this Black Friday compared to the previous 2 years because shoppers feel more comfortable in crowds. But how much money will they spend? Analysts say shoppers are buying cheaper items now as higher prices for food, rent, gas, and other necessities weigh on them. They're dipping more into savings and turning to buy now, pay later services. Some are running up their credit cards. I'm Rita Foley.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The federal infrastructure law has been in effect for a year now. Community leaders around Wisconsin are optimistic about badly needed repairs and improvements. Here's Mike Moen.
At the League of Wisconsin Municipalities, Zach Brewing says so far nearly $3 billion in projects have been announced with funding from the law. Most are transportation related, and Brewing says it's badly needed as many areas have backlogs for priorities like road and bridge repairs.
And so by having a real strong federal partnership in the area of infrastructure helps address some of the backlog.
The law will also provide states funding for clean water infrastructure and expansion of high-speed internet. The plan did have some Republican opposition, but has otherwise been hailed by political analysts as a bipartisan achievement. Despite the significance of the law, some of those analysts say it hasn't stayed on the public's radar, especially during the recent election. But supporters are still getting the word out. Megan Rowe is with Opportunity Wisconsin, which has spent the last year educating communities about the benefits of these projects.
Whether we're spending less on car repairs due to updated roads and bridges, having access to safe drinking water or improved mass transit opportunities, this law is a once-in-a-generation investment in our state's infrastructure and competitiveness.
And as more projects are announced, Rowe says it means additional well-paid union jobs for distressed areas. She says the long-term benefits from various improvements should particularly help rural areas and underserved communities. An interactive online map from the White House shows the projects so far are spread fairly evenly across Wisconsin. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles.
Sick.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Mom?
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You are listening to pre-recorded content on Devil Radio. To see our station's entire live lineup, check out devilradio927.com.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Texas, the same number. It's Election Day. Maggie Dawn, the Dawn of Resistance, is here. Let's go to the phone lines. And Karina, is she on?
Yes, I'm on.
All right, thank you. You have a question or comment?
Coming.
Go ahead.
I've been listening to you, Earl, and honestly, you open up a lot for me. And people who vote for Republicans, I'm not exactly sure what they see and hear, but what I hear is chauvinism, racism, fanatic religious belief. All of it brings us to medieval, back straight to medieval. Those people are concentrating only on their possibility of wealth, because the wealthy people is only 3% in this country. So it's just an unbelievable, stupid, stuck on stupid dream.
Karina's got that
down pat, right? She was saying they're going to bring us back to the dark ages. I just want to remind folks the retroactive abortion ban, banning abortion even in the case of rape and incest in the life of the mother here in Wisconsin, dates back to 1859. Not only is that before women had the right to vote in this country, it is before the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments were ratified. Those happened in the 1860s. If you don't know what those are, those were the constitutional amendments that said we are not going to treat people differently because of their race in this country. So before our Constitution recognized the equality of black men with white men in this country, we had banned abortion in the state before women had the right to vote. That is the Dark Ages by any measure. Who else we got on the line, Earl?
Karina, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Dave from Mequon. Hey, Dave, what's going on?
Hey, Earl, and Paul, Maggie. Good to hear your voice. Really quickly, at the end of the day, I agree with Maggie on the sense that, yes, the president is not completely responsible for all the inflation that we're seeing. However, he is a big component of it as well. And what I mean by that is the fact of the matter is this, is that when he announced the other day, or just a couple days ago, that we're going to shut all coal plants down in the United States, what are you going to replace that with? And you know, if you don't, we don't have that in place right now. And so what you actually do, you are artificially increasing energy prices by eliminating sources of energy that is currently used.
Yeah, but and Dave, he's not going to flick a switch and right. All of a sudden all the coal plants shut down, right?
No, but if you do look at what he has done, he's used the Army Corps of Engineers to block. There's many protests with blocking pipelines. New York State has no more natural gas for stoves anymore. Same thing in California. They're slow.
That's not exactly true. Natural gas, no, it's not. That is an exaggeration. That is not true. There are concerns about the natural gas supply, but there's not a single household in the state of New York that hasn't gotten their natural gas to date.
This is a question
about what our long-term strategy is to deal with climate change. And we either have to talk about fossil fuels, and I totally agree. I will say this emphatically with you. This ain't a light switch, and if we approach it like that, we will have energy crises. Absolutely. We have to figure out how to make this transition as a society, as an economy. Otherwise, we're going to continue to see weather effects that will decimate populations. Those are our options. So a president talking about we need to move away from coal doesn't result in immediate inflation. That's just, it's not true. This is complicated, right? Let me put it to you this way, Maggie. Okay.
When you are actually limiting supply, when you're blocking pipelines, I'm not talking about the Keystone. I'm talking about a lot of other pipelines during the United States.
So name them. Which ones have stopped flowing under Biden? That were flowing before and aren't flowing now.
They're trying to block the pipeline up in northern Wisconsin and Michigan.
Yes, but it hasn't happened.
That they are pushing it to close it down. If they do that within the next year, there will be a massive amount of natural gas that will be cut offline.
Again, it's not closed down now, so you cannot pin inflation now on that issue. And my question to you is fundamentally this. Do you believe that we have to have a long-term and medium-term conversation about the impact of continued fossil fuel use on the environment? Yes or no?
Yes, I believe we should have that conversation.
Great. Well, there's a place of commonality. I agree, and I think we both agree that we have to have that conversation in an economically reasonable way so as not to create economic crisis. Do you think Joe Biden wants to create an economic crisis for the middle class in dealing with climate policy?
Let's put it this way. He should not be using up our strategic reserves for the idea of the fact because we're stopping the ability of refineries to expand, to increase capacity. We need to increase capacity. Even the liquid natural gas has been clamoring for more capacity because we are maxed out as to what we can do as far as producing the amount of liquid natural gas. And the fact of the matter is, the last major refinery in the United States that was built was in the mid-70s. And we've added a little bit here and there, but that's ridiculous. And so because of the increase of population,
Capacity will help or hurt overall climate change? And if it's going to hurt, what do we do to maintain what I would call energy access in a way that doesn't harm the middle class other than just blaming Joe Biden for all of it?
What's the policy solution? I would go with natural gas right now because it's a very low CO2 emission fossil fuel.
So natural gas is the bridge to less carbon, and that's what you're offering. Okay, then how do we get finally to a place where we are not increasing the temperature over 1.5 degrees within the next 20 years, which climate scientists say will be catastrophic? That isn't going to be enough. Natural gas is not going to be enough.
I would go with hydrogen. I would go with nuclear. I would go with hydro. I would go with that because keep in mind, wind turbines.
Okay, so we should be having that discussion.
If the wind is blowing.
Okay, so we should be having those discussions. Do you also think we should be having a discussion about how to secure and manage our energy grid? And isn't this precisely what Joe Biden is talking about? So return to point one. Joe Biden talking about the things that we need to do does not have an immediate impact on gas prices today or inflation today. That is a nuanced and complicated
If you're telling people that you can no longer get oil out of the ground,
That's
or if you can't build
said.
Pipelines,
That affects the futures market. They have a
I understand the futures market quite well. He didn't say we're cutting off coal production today. He was talking about exactly the complexity that you and I are trying to chop and are chopping it up about. That these things.
He shouldn't have said that. He should have said. He should have said, we're going to have to, we're moving into this fast transition. And I don't want us to have the situation we got going on in Europe.
All right, Dave, I'm sorry, we've got to go to a break. When we come back, the next voice you'll hear will be Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris. Be right back.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 36 tonight. Under overcast skies, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Highs level off around 41. Cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 25. Low 40s Monday, turning much warmer Tuesday, with highs in the upper 40s and scattered showers possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Listen, before I go to the phone lines, I just don't get it. You know, life is too short, right? In the twinkling of an eye, it's over. Why waste it all bickering and arguing about I'm a Democrat, you're a Republican? What the hell is that? Divided government again. So on the state level, nothing will get done. The people's business won't get done. On the national level, divided government, things won't get done. So why is the government divided? Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. I'd love to hear somebody say to me and to this listening audience explain why the government is divided. Look, Generation Z, you know, they're young enough, and the generation before them, they're not bogged down in this madness. I think the older we get, the more insane we become, when it should be the other way around. Wisdom should come with age. And the older we get, the more we should start understanding things better. I think to a degree that is the case. You know, I remember a wise man saying that you really don't understand what the life is until you reach the age of 70. And then by the time you reach the age of 70, it's almost time to check out. But then you understand what the life is. But to continue this crazy bickering about politics, I mean, you know, I'm on the air, I talk about politics because it's there. And I know people, I'm so happy it's over for now. But as I said before, people are planning right now to continue this for the next 2 years. Let's deal with hunger. Let's deal with giving people a fair shot in the world, not just in America. Why would you be opposed to giving another fellow citizen of the world a fair shot at life? They didn't do anything to you. Why is it that we must always be superior to somebody else? What is that? All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to CJ from Stoughton. CJ?
Morning, Earl. Well, you know, you and I have gone around and around and around for, I don't know, over a year now. And you're right. Yeah, it's time for a break. But I think politics, we realize as we get older that it is an important part of our life because it touches all of our lives. Education for our kids, our grandkids. And, you know, I'm trying to be more open-minded. I know you may not think so, Earl, but I am. I do care about kids, whether they're in my small town of Stoughton or in a big city of Milwaukee. And that's why it's important to me, because I think all kids deserve a fair shot. And I think they're distracted by what's important or what they believe is important. And I think it's all distractions on what could make their life better or their future kids' lives better. So, yeah, I think politics is a big part of our lives as we get older.
So, listen, man, politics is only a part of life. It shouldn't overwhelm one's life. It's a piece. And unfortunately, it's gotten to be too big a piece of everyday life. And so on both sides. And so, you know, there are people who feel dejected because the Republicans didn't have this red wave. Who gives a rip? People are trying to live. They're trying to make it. And so we live in a society that leads people to believe who don't have material things that their life has less value than somebody who has these things. That's crazy to me. We live in a society where, again, a person who is a Republican may think that they've got their answers are more important than somebody who's a Democrat and vice versa. That's crazy to me. And yet, those kinds of things, as we talk about politics, and you say it's a big part of, you know, our lives as we get older, I think it's foolhardy. That what should happen when we're talking about politics, it should be how we can bring everybody together, not how we can separate people even more. How is it
possible? I agree.
Not what's happening, man.
Well, I see politics as ideas on how to do that, Earl. And that's the difference between...
Hey, CJ.
We all want the same thing, Earl.
No, we don't. Hey, CJ.
We get there,
politics are dividing people. You can't see that?
I think we're more divided now than we were 30 years ago.
Because of the politics of today.
No, well, it's for what people use as weapons of politics.
Yeah.
Race is now the issue, you know, and I'm trying not to get in too deep, but...
Well, hold on. We got to go to break. Hang on. 844-967-2789. Tom, I see you. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24-7 at waukradio.com. The Devil's Advocates.
Today, I made a mental note. It was 1:09 Central Time when I found out Ron Johnson was a conspirator in a coup, a traitor to the Constitution, and Ron's been something of an apologist. You know, they seem real friendly. Well, maybe to you, Ron, because you were on the inside of the coup, and I've never made that accusation prior to today. So let's play it for the people.
This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand-deliver the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
Follow The Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Cities across Ukraine have been hit by Russian missile attacks in recent days, knocking out power and water. But the retaken city of Kherson in the south has been taking particularly heavy punishment. Karen Shamas has the story.
The sound of shelling thunders across the Kherson skyline. Ukrainian troops on the front line launch reconnaissance drones to determine the enemy's positions before firing. Kurt, a commander for a military unit, told the AP that Russian soldiers had taken up positions on the left bank of the Dnipro River. While the goal for Ukraine is to push the Russians further back, crossing the Dnipro River has become tricky as both sides have destroyed surrounding bridges. A day earlier, at least 5 people died in the city from Russian shelling. Nevertheless, the mood in Kherson remains defiant and resolute, as Kherson resident Valentina Pedina tells the AP. Putin wanted to take Kherson. Never. We will die here, but we will not give it to him. I'm Karen Chamas.
Investigators say the gunman who killed 6 people at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia Tuesday night bought the gun just hours before opening fire on co-workers. He also left a note listing grievances. Meanwhile, the mass shooting at a popular gay club last weekend has Colorado Springs looking inward.
I think a lot of people, including myself, might have ascribed to the notion that we were going to age out of hate.
State Representative Leslie Harrod is the first openly LGBTQ and black person elected to Colorado's General Assembly.
It's not going to just go away. In fact, it's being bred in our communities, and it's been lifted up. So we have to actively change that.
European Union data shows Twitter took longer to review hateful content and removed less of it in 2022 than last year. Meantime, Elon Musk says Twitter will try to relaunch its premium service next week. The last attempt was flooded with imposter accounts. This is AP News.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Only life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of... Dr. Craig of Citizen Action. I was up late last night. Let's go to Sophia. Hey, Sophia, thank you from Waukesha. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hi, Earl. I kind of differ with your guest there today.
Okay.
I am a Republican. I am a Republican. But Tim Michaels was not a good candidate. And then also the fact that Donald Trump came out a couple of days before the election and started talking about what he was going to go in 2 weeks. He's going to give some big bombshell, which means probably he's going to run. I think that a lot of people, as a Republican, I'm tired of Donald Trump. Now, I didn't vote for either Republican yesterday, and that's the first time in my life that I didn't.
So what was it about Tim Michaels, you know, that you didn't feel he was worthy of your vote?
I know him personally.
Oh, okay.
And what he said about, how do I put this? The things he said about, gay people, they can do something in their home, but
right. They
can't go out.
He said a lot of horrible things, no question.
Oh, they were terrible. They were terrible. And I watched Waukesha County, which is generally Republican, it was going blue. I mean, it was basically people were voting the opposite way because he's well-known in Waukesha County. I don't like the fact that he doesn't live here. I don't like the fact that he doesn't tell the truth. I'm a Republican like my parents were a Republican, and I believe in the truth. And if you can't tell the truth, then you shouldn't be running.
Was there any pushback?
That's Tony Evers. Tony Evers won on the truth.
Was there any pushback?
The rest of my...
Was there any pushback with you because they brought him in and railroaded Rebecca Clefish? Did that play any role in your thoughts?
That bothered me. But I know Michaels to be a liar. I mean, right now I can't give you the information that I'm a retired attorney. No, but there is going to be something coming out about him. I didn't want to do it prior to the election because of the fact I wanted it to be run clean. I figured he wouldn't win because of what he is, but eventually you're going to find out what he is.
Do you think the Republican Party was aware of it and decided to back him anyway?
No, I don't think they knew what I know. He's kept it quite hidden. Other than the fact that the circuit court knows what in Waukesha County.
So we don't want to get into any of those things on the air.
That's why I'm telling you I don't want to, right, and that's why I don't want to say anything until it all comes out. However, when he said he wanted to be the head of law enforcement in this state, he can't even be the head of law enforcement in his own family, and I'll leave it at that. And you can... try to figure out what I mean by that.
Hey, Sophia, thank you very much.
It has nothing to do with his children, okay? Earl, I'm going to call you again sometime because I like listening to you.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for listening. Dr. Craig.
Very interesting call from Sophia. Obviously, we don't know what she was talking about in the second half, though I guess we'll wait to see what comes out, or whether Mr. Michaels is able to prevent it from coming out, whatever it is. But what she said at the beginning is really interesting, and I think contributes a lot to the conversation because it is a firsthand perspective that the Trump visit and the association of Trump with Michaels, I mean, he got the nomination in the primary because he was the Trump candidate. may have harmed him in some suburban areas. Obviously, she's talking about Waukesha County, but I think Ozaukee County is the same thing. Now, it's still a Republican-voting county. What we're talking about here is Waukesha County. I believe the last numbers I saw, Earl, 62% right. Republican this election instead of 75%. So that 13% is huge in the statewide count because it's the third largest county in the state. But it's still a Republican county. But so I have no doubt that what Sophia is saying is true because it's reflected in these numbers. But what you just remember, I talked about how important base turnout was right. and how high it was that Mandela brought on the Democratic side to the ticket. Well, by associating himself with Trump and bringing him in, he increased turnout massively in a lot of the more rural, deep red areas of the state. So there's a trade-off. So it's a little hard to tell with Michaels how much he lost and gained in the transaction, because he also gained turnout, and he needed massive turnout to be competitive, and Johnson needed massive turnout to potentially win a very close race. And so it's not like they could have been conventional Republicans of the Tommy Thompson variety and still not lost just because they would have lost on turnout. So that's the challenge here, though there is critique that the Trump visits to Arizona and Pennsylvania were not helpful. So Sophia is giving us a similar view from the ground here, referring to Waukesha County here.
You know, Dr. Craig, I'm going to go back to before we went to break. I was saying that these young progressives who were there with Mandela and pushed the Democratic Party, a centrist Democratic Party. And you said that there was something that I said that you wanted to add on before we went to break.
Yeah, there's a complexity to what's happened to the Democratic Party. It is a much more progressive party than it was 20 years ago. 20 years ago, 28% of Democrats said that, you know, were self-identified as liberal or progressive. And I was, the media doesn't report on this, I was going into the deep crosstabs of polls to find out in Wisconsin what it is now. It's about 55 to 58% progressive, okay, or liberal. So you can't ignore the majority of the party. On the other hand, unlike the Republicans where the MAGA wing dominates, you still got 40-45% of voters being in the moderate wing with Tony Evers. So what we really have here is we have a party that is a coalition between those two wings. And the nice thing about this ticket, having Mandela as a U.S. Senate candidate and Tony Evers the gubernatorial candidate, is we had both wings of the party accommodated, and we got the strengths of both in this election. And that's why I'm so worried about the establishment wing of the party deciding that we should do only the Evers approach to politics. That will damage our turnout so dramatically among the rising voters who are more regular voters, younger voters, a lot of young voters of color, that it will doom us to losing. So in a weird sort of way, both sides of the party need each other, need to recognize that. And some of the firebrand radical progressives, and I'm radical, but I want to get I also want to recognize how long it's going to take. Right, to get to things like Medicare for all. And it's going to take a lot of progress over time. And so they need to understand you can't just dismiss the moderate wing of the party, even though it's smaller. We still can't win without Tony Evers and the folks that are closer to him ideologically.
You know, Dr. Craig, I always like to challenge where people say if somebody's radical because they have a vision or an idea of including everybody. That shouldn't be radical, right? I mean, we use that term, and in some instances, you know, people will exchange or interchange the term radical with crazy. And so they can dismiss that. Well, he's a radical. Well, you know, if people are willing to stand up and tell the truth and about things, that shouldn't be a negative connotation, right? I mean,
no, Most of the public is radical, Earl, because most of the public doesn't like the way things are now and wants change, right?
Right. Right. So that's,
I mean, including Republicans, including the MAGA wing, they're just misguided as to what change we need that would help people, right?
Yes.
So, and, you know, you think about it. You think of income inequality. You think that we used to have relatively even distribution of the gains, the economic growth of this country between working class folks, middle class folks, and wealthy people in this country. It's all been skewed the last 40 years by the rigging of the economy, where everyone who is not ultra rich is getting a smaller share. If we just had the same level of equality we had in the mid-1970s, people wouldn't be so vulnerable to inflation. You wouldn't have 40% of households in the United States not being able to afford a surprise $400 bill.
Right.
That's why inflation is such a big issue. So the fact that they've made people so economically vulnerable, they then use to their advantage and run against Joe Biden and Democrats. So there's a horrendous irony here. And what the problem with the split results, Earl, is it's going to be harder for democracy to function. Evers will not be able to legislate. The legislature will not be able to override his vetoes. Same in Congress. If we end up with a Republican House, even if the Senate is narrowly Democratic and a Democratic president, then people will be frustrated because democracy won't function because we can't do the things we actually need to do. And that's the problem with this split decision. We actually need a Democratic majority that can actually implement what most people want in this country, which is a better deal for most people.
You know, Dr. Craig, there'll be people who will say, you just had the Democratic majority and you couldn't get it done. I agree with you 100%. And the reason that we couldn't get it done was two conservative Democrats. Even with the things that President Biden was able to move, we had this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to do some big things, and because of Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin, all of that was wasted. Well, not totally wasted, because there's some positive things that happened, but the agenda that all of us dreamt for and wished for and were hopeful of, you know, we're not going to see that again for a long time to come, because as you stated, on the state level as well as on the national level, nothing's going to get done. And this is a time, Dr. Craig, when there needs to be something done, right? People need to see movement. They can't stand to be stuck in a stalemate when they are struggling.
I mean, one thing that we can capitalize on here to give up a little bit of a silver lining, by getting the Inflation Reduction Act done and the infrastructure law, there's a whole bunch of money out there that this administration, through their administrative authority and the administrative authority of Governor Evers and of cities in this state, blue cities like Milwaukee and Madison, Eau Claire, Green Bay, Racine, etc., can actually improve people's lives with if we do it right. So there is more opportunity because, even though we didn't get everything we wanted, if you really add it up, President Biden had one of the most successful first 2 years of any president in the 20th century or early 21st century, and a lot was passed, including the most serious climate legislation ever passed in this country, and it's going to be an economic engine if we do it right for really creating a large number of middle-class family-supporting jobs for everyone left out and for everyone who wants to move into the fast-growing green economy, which is a lot of folks, a lot of middle-class folks need better opportunity. And so there are opportunities here. Obviously, the fact that we didn't do a lot of popular things because of the filibuster and two senators being loyal to this Jim Crow institution, it not only would not get things like raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour, and the number of other popular provisions that would have lowered prescription drug costs for everyone, not just folks on Medicare.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Suddenly, my quarterback is the number one trending topic. Why, you might ask, is Aaron Rodgers trending on Twitter? He's out this game. He's got COVID-19. And to my perception, he freaking lied to us, man. I'm very frustrated that he is not eligible to play this Sunday, especially when you find out your quarterback is a half a Trumpster. And he claims, I'm not a flat earther. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I just play one in the NFL. That pisses me off, man. I was going to bet on that team. Maybe. New time, 3 to 6 p.m. And Dom.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 36 tonight. Under overcast skies, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Highs level off around 41. Cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 25. Low 40s Monday, turning much warmer Tuesday, with highs in the upper 40s and scattered showers possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha, WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to an Election Day edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I hope we didn't scare off, you folk on the other side of things who are used to calling. The phone lines are open for you. But as I said from the top, you know, I've got the Dawn of Resistance, Miss Maggie Dawn, who is a corporate counsel for Milwaukee County. Corporate counsel for Milwaukee County, and my good friend Robert Miranda, a Marine veteran. They're well-spoken, they're well-educated, and I'm glad they are here. Robert, you know, when you have looked at, as you have, and I know because we've talked about it, what is taking place in this country? And again, you being a veteran, and you see all of these people who are willing to destroy this country if they don't get their way. All of these Republicans who right now are saying, if we lose, then we're not accepting the loss. And then you've got people who have made threats at poll workers, Robert. The poor poll worker. What have they done to receive the kinds of, and then these people call themselves patriots. Robert, let's talk a little bit about, from you being a veteran, putting your life on the line, and you hear people who call themselves patriots, and having busted a grate.
Well, I've seen this kind of nonsense go on in different parts of the world, in countries that I've been stationed in or have been deployed to. And, you know, a lot of what I see here replicates a lot of stuff that's going on in different parts of the world. You could point to these terrorist groups, these domestic terrorist groups, the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, the Three Percenters.
The Boogaloo Boys.
The Boogaloos and all these guys act like Hezbollah or the Taliban or whatever other different terrorist organization operates in these countries to subjugate the people in those countries. And these boys are the same model, the same mentality, in that you will do what we want you to do, and you will vote the way we want you to vote, and you will act the way we want you to act, and you will support what we want you to support. And this is the kind of damage, this is the kind of danger that we're talking about. When you got groups like that being allowed to attain mainstream status, like they were able to attain that status under the great turd himself, and be able to advance their message so that numbskulls out there like that Paul guy and all the other moonshiners out there who continue to just, all they want is for themselves to be happy. And there's nothing wrong with that if you want to be happy. But if you want to be happy, you have to also understand that to be happy in this country, the country has to be stable. And the idea of stability is a key part of our democracy. If we can maintain stability, everybody will be happy. But when you got these groups and being egged on by a major political party to undermine that stability, then what you have is the growth of a cult and a growth of a fascist dictatorship that is going to undermine everything that this country has stood for the past 200 years.
Maggie?
And this young lady, the number two over at the Milwaukee Election Commission, and this young lady, it was a good thing that she was caught, because, as you pointed out, Rojo has said he will not accept the outcome of the election.
He's not alone, man.
And even Tim Michaels, the guy running for governor, has said, well, if he becomes governor, the Republican Party will never lose an election again. These guys are dead set serious in establishing a one-party dictatorship in this country that we all, as Americans, all of us, no matter what party line we are in, no matter what community we represent, if we are about a democratic republic, a democratic representative government, have to stand up and say, you know what, I may not agree with the issues of these people here, but at least they're not about destroying the one true system that allows me to advance my voice without being hassled or without being imprisoned by a government that is going to create itself and become a tyrannical system. I'm going to vote for democracy.
Maggie?
Yeah. Robert is naming a lot of key factors here. Fundamentally, there are so many basic rights that are at risk. This isn't just about bodily autonomy and health access equity. Those things are critical, and people should vote if they believe that religion must take a back seat to the secular processes of democracy, right? But beyond that, undermining our democratic process is free speech. And when you have folks like Carrie Lake and Donald Trump saying that libel laws should be loosened so that the press can be attacked, that election workers who simply executed their democratic functions should be subject to criminal prosecution, when you have Eric Toney saying that district attorneys should be able to cross county boundaries to prosecute doctors who help women in life-saving decisions about whether or not to carry a life-threatening pregnancy to term. It is all of this that is swirling about. Listen, in democracies where we embrace free speech, and I do believe that on the right and the left, on the right and the left, there has been a canceling or an inability or unwillingness to debate people that disagree with you. We have to to allow folks like Paul to say whatever dumb thing that Paul might want to say that reveals his own racism, and then we get to engage and respond to that, right? That is the heartbeat here. And hopefully through that dialogue that isn't just screaming at one another, we can actually show the merits of some of what we have to say. But the key there is that in the end, the election process is held sacrosanct. And we need to point fingers at folks like Joe Manchin and others who didn't want to move on protecting voting rights at the federal level. This is a fundamental problem. It disenfranchises young people. It disenfranchises mobile workers. It disenfranchises black and brown folk, elderly folk, disabled folk. We need to be focusing on these basic principles and willing to engage with those that vehemently disagree with us on any platform at any time.
So listen, it's election day. 844-967-2789. Phone lines are open. We'll be right back.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. I want to remind you, Gina Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
I want to remind you, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.